we're rolling.
I love it so much. Well, everyone, happy Monday for us over here.
How are we?
I would say, like, I'm not fabulous, but I'm not terrible. How about
why?
You?
Why do you think you're not fabulous?
Just, like, work is a little stressful, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm great. I mean, I definitely had, like, the Monday scaries today because I avoided the Sunday scaries by drinking all day.
Which you haven't done that in a very long time.
Yeah, but I
like,
really...
I would say, like, 8 or 9 months since you, like, went out on a Sunday and, like, got drunk again before the hangover hit from Saturday.
I needed it, yeah.
And I, like, I completely validate you for that because I feel like you needed it too, and I don't know what you would have done on Sunday if you would have just not drank and, like, tried to play it as a normal Sunday.
Yeah, like, you had such a wholesome Sunday. Like, you went to the grocery store and you, like, went outside and, like, literally just...
went outside.
You did your laundry. Like,
the bar
I did.
Is low.
You felt the sun.
I did. Well, so let's talk about you. So Saturday, you just absolutely lost all control and didn't stop drinking from what? What time did you start?
I would say, like, 11.
11 a.m. Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, I ran a 10K on Saturday.
Oh my God. Why didn't you even write this down?
Yep, give it up. Phenomenal.
It's 6.2 miles for those of you that don't know.
And tell them your time.
1 hour and 1 minute.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good, huh?
So, but I started drinking after as well. But
like, you had like a full, like, your weekend compared to mine is just like, completely opposite. Like, you got up, you ran a 10K. Yes, you drank, and like, we both had a great time on Saturday, but like, you still had the most productive Sunday and like, got everything. You were literally texting me, what do we want for lunch this week? And I'm like, getting hammered, chugging Michelob Ultras. So,
well,
like,
I figured it would help us if I went yesterday.
And
but
it did.
I day drank on Saturday as well, but I just like, didn't get as drunk. I had a few mom waters and like a frozen espresso martini, and then I had champagne and wine at the engagement party that we went to. So like, I did drink throughout the day. I just don't think I drank as much as you did.
Yeah.
And you kept going to Broadway till Broadway closed, which is fabulous. I love it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it just makes me think, like, Saturday to me felt like I was in college again.
Right.
I was pre-gaming with my friends as early as I possibly could. Like, back in college, you would do it at, what, 8 a.m.? Like, it was, like, a thing to get up early and start drinking. But, like, 11, 12, like, is when I kind of started drinking. And I just felt like it was, like, literally a college pre-game at one of my friends' houses.
With all of your college friends.
With all of my college friends and decked out in St. Patrick's Day shit. Like, how fun is that? And then we go to an outside bar.
It's giving, like, darty, like, a themed darty.
Yes. And apparently we're not allowed to say the word darty anymore. Remember the boys got mad at us for calling it a darty?
Yeah. Well, it's fine to say it now because we're talking about, like, how it was college.
Oh, yes. Right. But, like,
but
apparently
– now we aren't allowed to call day drinking darties because we're – 25.
Yeah,
and so now it's what?
Immature.
You're day drinking instead of darty?
Yeah. So day drinking, I guess, is the more mature word that
I can kind of see where they're coming from, though.
I guess.
Like,
but I love
to not
the word
say darty. It is very college.
I love it. I like love like reminiscing on college. Like, I miss it so much.
I do too. It was really fun.
Like,
but I don't wish I was still in college.
No way our lives were real, though. Like, actually think about it. You don't have anything really to. Like, yes, you have to focus on your schoolwork and make sure you get good grades. But, like, in college, does anyone actually learn anything? Like, I swear everything that I've learned for my job and, like, for my adult lifehood, I have taught myself.
Yeah. I think it's more about getting the degree and having it on the resume. That's, like, all that matters.
Yeah.
Like, because if you don't get the degree, like, it ends up harder to get the job.
That's true.
Because as a recruiter, like, if somebody only has, like, an associate's degree or not –
a bachelor's,
like, you're not really qualified.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what college was for, and to have fun, I think.
Yeah. And just to learn, I think, to live on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Like, having to buy toilet paper and shit.
Yeah.
I always remember that. I was like, damn, I've never had to buy toilet paper. Like,
yeah.
Because growing up, it's provided by the parents. My dad put it on the fucking stairs, bring it up to your room.
Yeah.
I'm like, perfect.
Perfect.
Everyone had to think about shit
I know.
Like that.
Buying toilet paper is a lot. And, like, paying your bills and, like, actually making the doctor's appointments. And
worst thing I've ever
God.
Experienced. Making the appointment. Yeah.
Why is it so hard? It literally takes 2 seconds to call and schedule. But, like, why do you want to put it off forever?
It's just, like, those people that answer the phone are never nice to me. And they make me want to cry.
Mackie has a huge issue with the people that work at the front desk of doctor's offices.
Yeah, they like don't take me seriously and they don't help me.
They're so mean to her, apparently.
Wait, why? How?
Because they don't give her the attention and love and that yeah. she wants and deserves.
You want it's them like to the be
adult.
Warm.
It's like just the adult doctor situation is so different. Like the pediatrician, so sweet. They have like, you know, things on there, scrubs and stickers. Like I miss that shit. Like it was like there was no like
middle.
Yeah, middle or like evolution transition to like the adult doctor. Like that shit is not warm and fuzzy. They don't care about your feelings. They're just like I was like, hey, like my name's Mary. Or my name is Mary McManus.
You said that like I was going to change the way I feel about you. Like I was going to be like.
Like I don't say Mackie at the doctor, which like I do miss out on my personality being Mackie when I say the doctor, the front desk person. But like I'm like Mary McManus and it's like I'm here for my appointment at noon. And it's like, okay, 1 second. Computer typing for 5 minutes. I'm like, do I have an appointment today? Like, or like, did I miss it? Like, what the fuck? So yeah, that's something that I miss. That like, do you agree with that, Alex? Like, it goes from the nice, fuzzy, warm doctor to just like assholes.
Yeah, I lucked out because I have a wife. And right. So she kind of fills that role for me in terms of like scheduling that type of stuff.
That is lucky.
Without her, like I know for sure if I was to, God forbid, lose her somehow, absolutely that's a struggle.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
I also just
going by yourself too is crazy. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's not even just like making the doctor's appointments, but it's like her, like this. She warned me before I had my primary care doctor appointment. She was like, dude, just so you know, she's like, just so you know, like that lady at the front is not nice. And I was like, why? What does she do? And she goes like this. And doesn't even look at me. Doesn't even say like, hi, like, are you here for your appointment? Like, just expects me to know.
She's just doing her job.
Yeah. That's it. She's just like... doing her job. But she's not doing it with love for me. So it's brutal. That's part of like adult life that I feel that like is one of the hardest. And like, I feel like the last month I was going to a bunch of different appointments. Yeah. The dentist isn't bad for me though. I found a cute, nice dentist that like I love them yeah. there. Like they're more bougie.
Do you want to talk about how the fact that you have your mom coming in town for your surgery? That'll be nice.
Sure.
Mackie's getting a surgery done.
She keeps calling it a surgery. I'm getting an endoscopy.
I don't know what that is.
It's when they stick a tube down your esophagus and take photos of it and then they bring the tube back up. And then they show you what your esophagus looks like.
Smacky has an esophagus.
Mine
problem.
Is inflamed.
Okay. Fun.
So her mom will be here for the endoscopy appointment.
They knock you out for it?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm excited. You know, that'll be fun for me to have my mom in a doctor setting again.
Are you like, nervous?
No, I've had them done before.
Cool.
It's so quick and easy. I've never even met the doctor. I'm just scheduled in. I meet him that morning. I hope he's nice.
Yeah.
I'll be asleep. And then, like, it's perfect. It's just a great excuse to do nothing all day.
Yeah.
You know, somebody has to drive you home and you just sit on
Can
the couch.
Can you eat?
Like, the night before, you're just supposed to, like, not eat much.
Like, after. Like, does it make your, like, throat? Like, are you only supposed to do liquids?
I don't know. We'll see. I think I'll be fine to, like.
You've had one before,
yeah.
though.
I've had, like, remember. Two or three.
What was your guys' like sick day thing growing up? Like I'd go to the doctor's and then get McDonald's on the way home.
Oh, Chick-fil-A milkshake.
Nice.
Oh, I don't remember necessarily going to a place. I just remember like being able to go home and watch TV all day.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Price is Right.
Sorry, that sucks.
Oh, like, did I you guys have a special treat?
Milkshakes. And his was McDonald's.
Just Mickey D's. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's nice. I guess I could sometimes convince my parents to take me somewhere, but there wasn't like a set place that you're like, oh, this is your sick day treat. I also just got in trouble, I feel like, a lot growing up because I would fake sick.
Nice. I can see that for you.
What about you
Same,
guys?
Same. Never.
I would every now and then, for sure. But my parents always knew. And yeah. they would just let me have
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And that's a good parent, you know? Like, it's like good time, you know? Good quality time for mm-hmm. the parent, I feel like, too. They're like, oh, go on. I don't have to go do anything today either.
Or I guess
it's an excuse for them, too.
Yeah.
I guess if they had to work, though, then they'd be like, shut up. You're going to school.
Or they can call in out of work.
True. That my kid's sick.
Yeah.
yeah.
So college. Post-college life has been insane, but we felt like we were back at college this weekend.
Yeah.
I was day drinking with my college friends as well. And then I had a college friend get engaged, which is insane. One of my best friends. But just so happens, like, our friends were like, our college friends are combined between this one couple.
That's like so the cool thing about living in Nashville yeah. is that like her college friends are here and my college friends are here. So we can all hang out and like go to
it was
one
like
event together.
50 of us all together at the engagement party.
Yeah. It was really fun. But yet again, I stopped remembering things after about 7 p.m. So,
I mean, she was like closing her eyes, like talking engagement party. And I'm like, okay, like, I need to stay here, but like, how do I get this queen home?
How did I get home? Who did I go with? Did I go on that bus?
You went with Katie Briggs and like Abigail.
To Barstool?
In an Uber. To Barstool.
In an Uber.
Which they told me this yesterday when I ran into them.
Okay, because I had no idea.
And then
they said you disappeared.
That you were getting that drunk, or did it all just hit you at once?
I think it all just hit me because I don't remember. Like, I remember being at the Darty, and I remember going to meet you, and I remember going on that bus to go to Brentwood. Mm-hmm. I remember being at the engagement party for 10 minutes. Like, those photos, I was looking back.
So you blacked out at the engagement party.
I think that's right. But I wasn't even, like, chugging or, like, I guess I was drinking a lot, but I wasn't, like, taking shots and shit.
Did you eat? That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Every time.
Every time.
Dude, all you had was Starbucks in the morning, right?
Did I seriously not eat?
Yeah. Alex
every
knew.
Time, I know because I've been a victim of this a million times. Like, I do this to myself all the time.
Food.
How did I not eat?
Because I went to Midnight Oil and got pizza.
I didn't do that.
Yeah,
damn.
That
okay, it's because
me.
I didn't eat. But
oh my god,
it was still a great weekend.
Yeah, but you went to Barstool and then the girl said you disappeared, which I was like,
that's when
worried about. And I guess you went to meet our other friends, which then when you met them, I knew you were safe, so I went to sleep.
Yeah. But you were texting me. Like, I don't even want to look at our text because it's giving me scaries. That
I was just checking on you and I was worried about you because of everything that's been going on. And, like, you know, Broadway can be dangerous. And I was like, do I need to come get her?
Yeah. Well, thank you for being such a good friend. I love you.
I didn't come get you, though. No. I'm just blessed that nothing happened.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, it is. But, okay, so talking about, like, just transitioning from college to now, I feel like we still do have most of the same friends that we did in college. But I also feel like I don't know, speaking for myself personally, I feel like I had 10, 20 times as more friends in college than I do now, which is fine. Like, you just lose touch with people, and it takes so much more like effort from both parties to stay in a friendship post college, I feel like.
Totally. I feel like in college, you're like on the campus. Like, everyone's right there. Like, you have classes with people and it's like you're all at the same party every weekend. But like, now people have moved to different cities and yeah, it's harder to keep up. I would say there's like a few on my call list.
Mackie has a call list.
That I call like, at least I try to every month. But there's definitely those people that have fallen off the wagon that like, it's more just like you see them on Instagram or Facebook and it's like, just check, glad you're doing well.
Yeah.
Like, still alive.
Yeah. It's just so hard. Like, everyone is just so busy and like, it just takes a lot to, and it's so time consuming too to have to call people. Like, Mackie has a call list. So she has like a certain group of people that she rotates and calls like almost every day. She's always on the phone. Like I said, like when we take road trips together, it's never she's listening to music. It's her calling. Who am I calling next?
Yeah, you asked me that the other day. I was like, who should we call next? And you were like, do you ever sit alone in your thoughts?
Oh yeah, I did ask that.
It's a great question.
I said, do you ever like sit alone quietly in your thoughts? And she had to take a day and a half to respond to me. She came back and said, you know what, Kenna? I was thinking about that question you asked me the other day. And I do. I run all the time by myself. Yeah, I sit in my own thoughts. That's
Wait,
how she
you don't
said.
Listen to music while you run?
She does. I listen to like a coach.
Okay.
And music at the same time. But yeah, like that's, I'm still thinking and listening to the music. Cool. But like, I swear she thinks like I don't like think about like life or anything. Like I do, y'all.
That does make sense why you don't listen to music as much though if you're on the phone all the time. Everything now makes more sense to me.
Oh, you didn't know that.
This whole time I've been like, how is she never listening to music? how have you missed out on 13 years of music basically?
I think it's literally because of my calls. Because the calls didn't start in post college. They were happening in college as well.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, I just love calls. I love it. Do you guys call people?
Yes, we do. But your list has gotten more since post-college because in college it was mom, dad, brother, sister, and then grandma, and then maybe like two or three high school friends. Now it's all of those people plus the college people that you
don't
hang
out with.
Yeah,
I would say it's like four college friends I do call.
It's not just like that a many. Lot.
And how long is the call list? Like how many people? So four college friends.
I mean, it's like my family and my grandma, and then it'll be like four college friends, and then like maybe a high school friend or two.
So
it's
like probably 10?
Yeah, 10 to 15.
And you're just rotating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cool. Like we keep up through Snapchat a lot. I will say for both of us, we have group Snapchats of our college friends. And like, that's a big way that I keep up. So like if somebody Snapchats something, like they're upset or they're happy about something, like I'll put, it's kind of like a mental note more, but I'll be like, I got to call that person and like get the catch up.
Wait, so let's talk about Snapchat. I feel like
calling is important.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about Snapchat for a second, because it's so fucking cringe that we are at this age and still use Snapchat. But in our defense, In our defense, we only use it for group snaps. Like, we don't really Snapchat individual people.
Right.
Like, I only use it to keep up with my college friends and high school friends.
Same. And my cousins and I have one, too.
Yeah. In my family group chat.
Mm-hmm. So and I feel like that's pretty normal. I feel like that's pretty normal like, for our age.
Oh, my God. I hate when a Snapchat notification pops up on – I actually turn notifications off at this point. Same. But when they used to pop up, I literally would get, like, so embarrassed. Like, you're 25. Why are you using Snapchat?
Like, when other people would see it?
Yeah. Like, I do not need people seeing that I'm on Snapchat. Like, I don't go on Snapchat in public.
Oh, my God. Wow. I didn't know it was that serious. Like, I don't think it's that bad. I think what we're doing on Snapchat is fine. Like, what my sister does on Snapchat is literally beyond me.
Our
like,
siblings
age. She'll be like, so-and-so texted me. I'm like, send me a screenshot or like, let me see the text. It's like, oh, Snapchat. I'm like, that's not a text.
They only communicate through Snapchat. My brother does the same. My brother won't even fucking text me. He will reach out to me via Snapchat.
Same.
It's like, hello?
Same.
He's what, is he 20?
They're the 21. Same age. They were friends in high school.
Yeah. They graduated together.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they're 21.
It's like actually weird. I'm like, you have my, I'm your sister. You call me or you text me. You don't Snapchat me.
Yeah.
A DM, like an actual text, not even a selfie. It's literally like, hey, what are we getting mom for her birthday?
Yeah. It's like send a text. And then you'll be on the phone and be like, I texted you. It's like
they refer to
you,
it as text.
You Snapchatted me. So it's just the different generations, y'all. But like I feel like what we do now, I feel like that's what most of our like the 25-year-olds out in the wild are doing. At least I hope. Do you think people are doing like the best friend on Snapchat and like flirting with like the boy that they like not. Just only through Snapchat?
No. Girls, please listen to me. If you are 25, I would say even 23 at this point and above. If you're 23 and above and you are talking to a man via Snapchat and that's the only way that you are communicating to a man, you're not texting or calling him FaceTiming, if you're only talking to him through Snapchat, please run. Because that's actually
if the boy's like
not a relationship at all.
Yeah, the boy initiating only Snapchat is an issue.
It's like, absolutely not. It's cringe. And I'm sorry if I'm talking to you, but you need to either be like, dude, look.
Like FaceTime.
Yeah, let's stop Snapchatting. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like that you have the call list.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I feel like
we have lots of lists.
I feel like as girls, like in general, we have
in the notes so app, lists. By the way. That's what I mean.
What other lists do you have?
I was just looking. I mean, like, I feel like I have a list of every guy I've gone on a date with.
Okay.
In Nashville. I have a list on guys I've had crushes on. I literally actually do.
I have a list.
But that's like from college. Like I would go through like in college, like it literally would be like, who has been my best friend on Snapchat?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a list of the bridesmaids that I want in my wedding. I have a list of wants and needs for my future husband, but that's more just like a...
Yeah, you're more into the list here.
I mean, I have a list of like my body count.
How long have you been keeping these? Like wants and... The husband one is really interesting to me. How long have you been keeping that one?
Oh my God, dude. Did I not tell you about the wants and needs of my future husband? Okay, wait. Let me see the date that I did this. I might have updated it though. I mean, I feel like I did that like literally years ago.
Yeah, I feel like you did it like 3 years ago. Because I remember it was one of our other friends was doing it as well.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I don't have that. Like, dude, do you think that's healthy? Because that's what like, I'm saying. Like, it might be an issue if you meet somebody who meets nine out of the needs.
Oh, it's not like you have to have everything. I mean, needs, yeah. But the needs are, like, not, like, extremely unusual needs. It's just, like, you need to respect me. You need to make me laugh. Like, you need to believe in God. Like, it's just, like, things that we've talked about before
easy,
that are, like,
easy. To reach.
Mostly every man that I talk to or meet or, like, have a crush on meets those needs, except for the one, my Australian boyfriend that doesn't believe in God. I thought he was my husband, but he doesn't believe in God, and he says that conversion's unlikely. I already talked about him on the pod.
Yeah. No, I talked about him, upset about him.
And he listened, and he literally messaged me, and he was like, you said some really nice things about me, but your friends are right. Like, conversion is mostly unlikely. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sad. But it's actually like a year ago today where we met.
And then he like sent you a memory from a year ago today, right? And you guys like started chatting the other day?
Yeah.
How did that end up ending? Like, did you just not answer after you guys exchanged a few messages?
Yeah. Because it's like, it's never going to work. So, yeah.
Is he Australian or is he in Australia?
He's Australian, but he lives in New Jersey.
Okay.
He like plays football there at a college, but he's like older.
Had some more playing years, I guess.
However that works.
Like bridesmaids
he's
list.
Really nice.
Back to the list.
Okay, yeah. So you also have a bridesmaids list. So like,
and that
do
within,
you update that?
Yes. And that within the past, like, you guys know I'm single as fuck. Like, I don't know why I even have a bridesmaids list,
yeah,
but I do.
Like,
but
it goes back to like your whole thing on like not planning to get married.
Okay.
I'm just laughing that you have that. It's funny to me.
It's not that I'm not
planning.
Like,
I never plan my wedding.
Don't, but it's a bridesmaids list. It's different.
No, it's
like,
cute. It's
who are your best friends right now that will be in your wedding? That's that list. And it went from 20 to about like 8 within the last 2 years, which like back to our point about just like friendships and like not keeping in touch with as many people. Like I thought 2 years ago, this girl was for sure going to be in my wedding.
That's hilarious.
You know?
Yeah. It just goes to show like.
You just got to keep in touch. And like if both parties don't, like, there's a chance that friendship could die, which is sad, but like,
yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. My plan is to just make my bridesmaids list whenever I get engaged.
I love that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think about it. Like, sometimes I just think maybe I'll just do my sister to like not hurt any feelings and be stressed about it.
Well,
I don't know.
Dude, I'm like literally not, I don't think that I would like that.
You want to be at my wedding?
Yeah. The fuck?
I know. No. You can be at my wedding.
Damn, dude. She really left you off.
She literally is like, I just wanted to be my sister because I don't want you at my wedding.
I know.
It's crazy.
I don't. Sometimes I think about it. Like, I don't want all of the stress of like.
Yeah.
You know? It would just be easier. And then like everyone else can still be a part of it in a different way. Just a thought.
Okay.
Just an untraditional thought I had like a couple of months ago.
Okay.
But you will still be very, very heavily involved in my wedding.
Okay. I mean,
sure
it's fine if you
be
don't
a bridesmaid.
Have any bridesmaids.
Right,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
But if you were to pick, like, other people to be in the wedding over me.
Dude.
Obviously, like, your sister's number one, but, like, it's like.
So do you seriously think, like, I would have a wedding and you wouldn't be the bridesmaid? Like, that would be the most awkward thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah, it would literally not be okay. I think our friendship would be over.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying, though. That happens. Like, what if there's somebody else out there that's, like, if I'm not in Mackie's wedding, the friendship is over.
Yeah. But I feel like it's like a mutual
understanding. Know. Yeah, it's mutual understanding. Yeah.
But another thing that I do in my notes app is I make pros and cons lists of every guy that I'm talking to, like, at the time.
Yeah, that's insane. And you today were like, you think I'm insane? And I go, what? Do you think I'm insane? You go, yeah.
Wait, why were I
you're insane?
What did you do to make me
I don't even know, but I cannot believe you make pros and cons list over crushes or like dates or
wait,
what?
I'm sorry. Did
you're
you
crazy.
Did you make a pro and cons list to your most recent crush / boyfriend?
No. I didn't.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I didn't. I
you
don't
did not
do
make
this.
A pro and cons list.
I have in the past. I have in the past. But I so yeah, okay, maybe I'm insane too. But I don't do that like these days.
Okay. Well I
these
do.
These days.
I do. And it's not good. I mean,
I feel
usually
like a lot of girls do, but like, it's pretty crazy, huh?
There's usually more pros than cons, but it's like just nice to like
just
think
to help
about
you.
Those things and like write them down and be like, is this con gonna affect me so deeply that like I can't have a crush on this person anymore?
Have you ever made the list and then just been like, it didn't come out the way I wanted to? Fuck the list. I'm just gonna do what I want anyways.
Well,
yeah,
of course.
Okay.
Every
That's
time.
That's what I would do.
Every time. Okay. Because like the heart wants.
How early do you make a pro and cons list?
Pretty early.
Really?
Like as soon as the crush starts forming.
Yeah,
well,
that is so true.
Depends on how well I know the person. If it's like someone that I barely know, it just depends. But usually like pretty early on in a relationship, I can point out like the things that are giving me the ick or the things that are like going to be a con for me. that like I know about that person. Mm-hmm. But like I said, usually like, it's more pros.
Australian
than cons.
Boyfriend, like that wasn't easy and quick. Like, okay, that's an absolute no.
Yeah. And like obviously that con outweighed the pros.
I guess it's good. It just like mentally probably helps you make a decision. But like Alex said, like or asked, like you probably are just going to do what you want at the end of the day.
That's right.
So it's like the list is there just like to make you feel like you did something.
Yeah. I want to know if it's like normal though. Like do other
people other girls do. I have done it in the past. I just haven't done it like in the past couple of years, like probably 5 years.
Okay. Love it.
But I'm not opposed to it. I mean like, but I do think it's a little crazy, but like. We're crazy.
We're crazy.
Doesn't matter. It is what it is.
Say it how it is. All right, let's move on. We got some pop culture things going on today. Oh, shit. I guess we both saw this TikTok today because we talked about it and you wanted to add it to the outline. Braxton Berrios is staying with the Miami Dolphins.
Perfect. Alex does not have to move out of Miami. Praise. What would she do if she got like placed in like fucking like, Cleveland?
Yeah, sure. Okay,
that would kind of like suck.
She's not getting placed. He's getting placed. But that's the thing.
Sorry, you're right.
Does she go with him?
I think on the TikTok, did it say if we are moving or if he is? I want to look.
Oh, wait, go look. Because that's the thing. Like, yes, you're in a relationship. But what is the point that's like, I'm not going to follow this man from city to city just because we're dating and he's getting traded?
Like, do you have to have a ring on your finger before you're moving your whole life?
100%.
Really?
That's me though. 100%. I am not picking up my entire life, especially, I mean, she's been in Miami forever. She has, all of her friends are there. She just went to college there. Like her family's in New Jersey, I guess. But like, how do you pick up your entire life and just move for a man? Like, I don't know if it could be me. I don't think I could be an NFL or NBA wife. If that was the case, unless I am engaged to that person. I think if you really love them, you would make long distance work.
Wait, I found this.
Especially with their lifestyles. Like he's flying her out all the time. She can be remote whenever, you know, like she works her job.
She said, finding out if my boyfriend is going back to the Dolphins or another team and will have to move away. So I think she was implying just him.
Yeah, like I don't think she would pick up and move.
I don't think
she's
would
in
leave
a unique
Miami.
Scenario too, though, because she's got her own money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so like she's not in a spot where he's paying for everything, so it is kind of on him, and she would probably have to be like, okay, I'll go wherever you're going because I'm kind of on your payroll type thing.
Yeah,
but she's got her own, so I don't think she would really need to.
That's so true, and I just feel like they already they're together all the time because they're in the same city, but they live such different lives. Like she has her podcast. She's always going on a brand deal, trip, event, mm-hmm. something. And then he is obviously playing football. Like, I just feel like they have their completely different lives. And it helps that they're in the same city, but they could still be together and be long distance.
Yeah. And she has all the money in the world. She could just travel to his games.
That's right.
You know? So, do you think she wouldn't be moving?
Sorry.
What'd you say? Do you think I would?
Do you think you could be an NFL or NBA wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Would you pick up and move?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say
I would like that adventure and like meeting new people and living in a new city and like the challenge that comes with it and like also the spontaneous and the fun lifestyle. I wouldn't like look at it as like, I'm just following my man's. Like I would kind of like, I mean, I guess that's what other people would look at it as, but I would probably use it as like an adventure for myself.
So what if you weren't making like enough money? Like if he was paying for you. To
like eat? Oh. What?
Sure.
Yeah, everything basically. Like if he was paying for you to live, like if he had bought the place and he was paying rent and you weren't paying rent, if he had was paying for your mode of transportation, if he was paying for your food and your groceries and like everything and like you, like say you quit your job.
Yeah, I think I would be sad. Say you quit your job. Looking at my life like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be sad because I want to still be able to do my thing and like have my own money. So I would somehow try to figure that out.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, would I be okay with that?
Yeah. I'm just saying like, would you follow him if like he was taking care of everything like that? Like that at that point, that's when it's like a follow rather than like a we're bringing our lives together and we're doing this together. It's more like he's taking care of everything for you. So if you guys just broke up, you would have no place to live. You wouldn't have like money to like.
Yeah, that, you know, would stress me out. So like I would do like a remote job.
Okay. So you would still work.
I would still want to work for that, for like the breakup. I would still want a little bit of money, but like it's fine if he wants to pay rent.
Got it.
You'll let him.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Pay rent. But no, I wouldn't mind that lifestyle. But I do think that it gets really hard and like probably very tiring and probably a little annoying. Maybe some resentment gets built up.
Football is way different than basketball too, because football, they're only playing like 17, 18 weeks of the year.
And then you get to
whereas
go live
basketball,
else.
They're playing 82 games over the course of months.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So yeah. like those basketball road trips, they're going on like 10, 12, 15 day road trips at times.
And baseball, right?
Baseball even more so. They play twice the games, 162.
Okay. So see, that would be hard.
So you could go to whoever's city, right? Like if Braxton gets put somewhere else, Alex could go to that city. He'll be gone for the week of the game if they're away and then come back.
Yeah.
Basketball, he could be gone for multiple weeks at a time. Baseball, multiple weeks at a time.
Oh, interesting.
Could you handle that? Like being in a new city now that you're there because of him, but then he's not even around.
No, actually, no. I could do NFL, you think, but I can't do basketball or baseball is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think that baseball is literally never ending.
When it is.
Especially in this, they play every single day. So like, yeah, he's never there. So that would get really depressing.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. Like as much as it seems like super fun and like adventurous, like it might be really hard because your man's isn't even around.
Dude,
or like you can't go to dinner.
Yeah. And don't even get me started on Brianna Chicken Fry going on tour with Zach Bryan and living out of the tour bus.
Do you
She's
like
literally
that?
Making TikToks about how bored she is and how she has nothing to do. She's literally like,
oh shit.
She's like, if anyone's in this city, let me know what I should do because like I'm so bored. Like I'm organizing the fucking tour bus. She literally made a video organizing the tour bus.
Oh my God. So like, she's so bored.
She's so bored. But like, yeah. Obviously she has her own life and things going on and she records BFF's pod
right. And
Plan Brie pod and she's traveling and doing events and all that. But like, imagine like literally sitting on a tour bus in random ass cities every night while your boyfriend plays like for hours and you're literally alone by yourself on the tour bus.
It just might be her last time going on tour.
Yeah.
Damn. So yeah, as much as it seems all glamorous at the end of the day, maybe it's just not it.
Maybe it's not. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Do you have anything else to say about that?
No.
Okay, great. So I feel like recently on TikTok, I've seen like a bunch of couples do photo shoots that are just like cringe, in my opinion. Like they are full on getting glammed up and like doing photo shoots where they're like making out and like, and it's not even any type of announcement. It's not an engagement. It's not a pregnancy. It's not like a marriage. Like it's literally just like boyfriend, girlfriend photo shoots happening.
Yeah, I've been seeing those too.
What do we think about couples that do stuff like that?
I mean, do you think it's pretty cringe?
I think it's cringe. I think if you're not engaged,
it depends how long you've been dating. Like I wouldn't be opposed, truly. Doing something fun. Like if it was like, or like what about if you were just doing a photo shoot like for you and then like he was there and like popped in for a few. That's more my vibe.
I'm never having him come to a photo shoot of mine. Unless it's an engagement photo shoot, a pregnancy photo shoot, something along those lines. But if it's a photo shoot for myself or if we were having a pod photo shoot, but we were also taking like headshots at this photo shoot.
Yeah.
And if your boyfriend came in,
mm-hmm.
I would literally be like, no.
Well, that would never happen.
Oh, so you're saying for just yourself?
Just yourself, yeah. I mean, like, I think it's cute to get nice photos done, like, at the beach or something. But it is cringe because then you just break up. Probably. You know, so it's better when you're engaged. Like, people
it's
do it when
engaged.
People do it, like, when they're graduating college. Like, that's not okay. Like, because who knows if you guys, like, yeah, cool if you guys end up getting married and live together until you're 100 years old. But, like, you don't even know that. You're 20.
I think that it's okay in the instance that you were saying he pops into one.
Okay.
If you're taking a graduation photo shoot.
Yeah.
With, like, just you or, like, even your friends.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
And he wants to pop into a photo.
Wait, people do couples graduation shoots?
Yes.
Like, no.
Full on, that's what I'm saying. Full on couples graduation photo shoots are a no for me.
I've never even heard of that.
You haven't?
No.
I know so
many people. It happens
a
lot.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have done them.
I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
And like the good news is they're still together, most of them. But like if you're not and the only photos you have to look back on are photos of you and your boyfriend from graduation. kill me.
Yeah, no. I think it's fine to just take a picture the day you graduate when you're wearing your shit.
Yes.
Take a little pic there. Get your mom to take it on the nice camera. There you go. If you end up together.
Great.
Then there you have it. But yeah, paying for a full photo shoot in your, what is it? It's called the cap and gown.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Cap and gown. I forgot. It's been a minute. Dude. It's been a minute.
You're unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
But I mean, yeah, paying for a cap and gown photo shoot, photographer with the college boyfriend, probably not something I would do. I don't think any of my college friends did that.
Really?
But, you
I
know.
Feel like they did.
No.
Okay.
I don't know who you would be thinking about.
Okay, so I mean, that's just my opinion on that.
So basically, you're wanting to wait until you're engaged, pregnant, or married
to have a photo shoot with the man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know 10 why. Of 10 cringe. You're not going hard enough on this. It's terrible. It's terrible. You
We're
know
not
it's,
going
you,
hard
you
enough.
Both know it's terrible.
It's because we know people that have done
it's
it.
It's gross, dude. Come on.
I feel like Kenna would low key like want to do it when she finds a boyfriend and
what?
Want to do like some
Maggie,
sexy
what?
Like photo shoot. Don't
you are
see
you
that,
so
Alex?
No,
like,
if I'm
wanting
doing,
to do
I
it.
I could see her doing that. Yeah.
Are you so serious?
Yeah, if you're really into the guy, I could see you doing that. Yeah.
The only type of photo shoot I would do for my mans is like a sexy photo shoot of myself. I'm not taking
I feel like you
photos
would bring him in.
With him.
I think you would.
Me too.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
You would. Yeah, I think she's right. I think you would.
Wait, I'm so offended
like,
right now.
Just wait till you get a boyfriend and then you're going to post those shits up
Ew,
on
dude,
Instagram.
I'm not having a photo shoot with my mans in a sexual way.
I think you are.
Y'all are so wrong on so many levels. You're done.
Like, I could just see you guys, like, in jeans and, like, he's not wearing a shirt and, like, you're wearing, like, a bra and y'all are taking photos with, like, some weird props.
Some weird props. What is it? Keep going.
What are the weird props?
What are the weird props?
I mean, like, I was thinking, like, for some reason I was thinking, like, water and, like, roses. So, just...
Like, water, like, on my body?
Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah. Water on my body and like roses and am I naked?
I told you what you're wearing.
Oh,
a bra and jeans.
In jeans.
Yeah. I just can see you doing this and like now whenever you get a boyfriend maybe we'll just make her do it and schedule it for her.
We'll just book it. We'll do it right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't agree with you guys but it's really interesting.
I could
just
so
we could
just
see
for
you
content.
Do
it.
Yeah.
For
like, Instagram.
I'm not posting those.
Yeah.
Maybe
wait until you see how fire they come out, and then you might want to.
Yeah, they'll put that little edit on.
Because I think that's how people justify it. I think they tell themselves, "We're not going to post them. It's just for us." And then they see them, and they're like, "Oh, these are hot. These are we gotta. I'm not going to not post these."
Yeah.
Spent $800 on
that's
the photographer.
So true.
Like I'm gonna post these.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
I was
no.
thinking about getting a photographer just for my 26th birthday and just do some fun ones for myself. What
I've
do you
already,
think about that?
You've already told me this, and I'm already on it. I've already
Cringe?
Talked to a photographer.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, no, I don't need you to talk to a photographer.
I'm already doing it. You mentioned that you wanted to have a photo shoot for your 26th birthday, and I was like, okay, perfect. So this is what I need to do.
See how quick she is to call a photographer? You were right. See? Just wait until it's you and your mans.
Y'all are fucked. No, it's not happening.
That's so true.
I said, you have her on dial.
Who the fuck?
I can get behind a, what is it called? A boudoir?
Boudoir.
Boudoir. Mm-hmm. I can get behind a boudoir.
What's a boudoir?
Photo shoot.
Let her guess what it is.
What? It's when you're naked with flowers over you?
Dang, yeah. Okay.
Is that right?
It's,
or
yeah,
in
it's
lingerie.
A sexy,
doing
just
boudoir.
A sexy
lingerie.
Yeah, you've already done one of this.
I also, no, I haven't done, I took like one singular photo and it was nothing. And I'm
Snapchat.
Yeah. But I have taken them for my friends. Like we've had full on in college. We would do the bathtub with like rose petals and everything. And I was literally there with the Polaroid. Like we made a scrapbook for one of my friend's boyfriend's Valentine's Day gifts. And she was in complete lingerie. Some of them, she was completely naked. And I was the photographer. And I mean, they were so hot, like the best photos ever. And like, he obviously loved the present, but like, that's something I can get behind is doing that for my boyfriend.
Yeah, dude, you would definitely do the photo shoot with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
No question. I didn't know you already had experience.
Can't wait to see
like,
it.
Of
yeah.
course. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and she's booking fucking photographers after I said one singular thing. Got to talk to you about this.
We've
got to
move on. We've got to move on.
Can't wait to see your photos with your man.
Okay. Kate Middleton.
Where is she at?
Any- she apparently was spotted as of today.
Yeah. I feel like it wasn't her.
It was not her. There's no way it was her.
So she would never, as the princess, let her first photos, she knows she's been missing, be in like the outfit that she's wearing and the black leggings and the black windbreaker. She would be wearing her princess outfit. Like, if
what
she,
exactly
she
is her princess outfit, Maggie?
Have you not seen her?
What do you think she's picturing as a princess
like,
outfit?
Like Cinderella.
Yeah.
No.
Like full gown.
Like Sleeping Beauty.
Tiara. Yeah. The whole deal.
I mean, yeah.
That's what you're thinking, huh?
Well, I was thinking like her like nice ass dresses. I mean, she always looks so elegant and like the princess. And over here, she's just wearing leggings. So.
I don't think that that looks anything like her.
I mean, I think it looks somewhat like her, but I don't think it's her.
I don't think it's her. Like, dude, that does not look like her.
Kind of. It looks like her, but it's not her. Okay. They know what they're doing. You don't see it at all, the resemblance between this person and her.
Do we? Are we on the same page that we don't think it's her?
It's not her.
It's not her.
And nor is that her prince.
Oh, you think that's the prince? You don't think that's the prince?
No, he would never be seen wearing a hat like that. What have you guys ever seen him doing that? In jeans. Like, what, literally.
You're just a royals expert in a week.
Yeah.
He would especially never, I swear. He would never wear a dad hat. Never.
I've no never way. Seen them photographed in regular clothes.
You haven't? I have.
I've seen those people that left the royal family all the time.
Okay,
in the
so
regular
we're
clothes.
Just 100% on the same page that this is not her. Okay, she was coming from Windsor. What's that?
That's
the city?
Clothing shop?
No. Oh, it's a city. I think city. It's a city.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because we know the clothing shop in Windsor. Okay.
That was bad.
Okay, yeah. Oh, the Windsor Farm Shop. Okay, it is a store.
Looks like it's kind of like a...
Not the Windsor we know over here in the States, though.
Okay, well, I don't know, you guys. I really don't think it's her, and I'm scared, and apparently people are saying she's dead.
Yeah, I said that as a joke. I don't know if it's really
real. Oh, you were joking?
Yeah. Okay. I hope she's not dead. I think she's just sick.
This morning, I was like, what's the update on Kate? And she was like, I mean, she's dead.
That's messed up. Oh. I feel bad now. I hope that she's alive and just maybe sick and in hiding.
And how is she not showing out with the kids?
See, that's her princess outfit right there.
Yeah, that is her princess outfit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope she's okay.
We'll wait till we see some better photos of her actually being her.
Peace and blessings to Kate Middleton.
Peace and blessings.
Can't wait to see when she comes out of hiding.
Uh-huh.
And I think that does it for us today.
I think it does.
Have a great week.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.